2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon.
New details should come out today outlining big changes to Utah's tax system, but with a big tax cut.
And I think they're getting very close to a very positive proposal.
Utah tax reform. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to begin our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the state's tax reform task force has been meeting all summer, and they are expected to release their plan today. Natalie Gochner with the University of Utah Business School talked to A Woman's View on KSL about the big issues on her mind.
They really have to get drivers to pay more, because we're a growing state, we need to invest in capacity, and drivers got to pay their fair share. And we got to find a better way to help low-income families than the sales tax on food.
Now, UtahPolicy.com says the plan will have new taxes for some services and get rid of the educational earmark from the income tax and perhaps have a 10% tax cut for Utahns. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a new poll finds that a majority of Utah voters are opposed to the tax reform ideas.
Utah tax reform. Our live team coverage continues now with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Amanda, the GOP-dominated legislative task force will be putting forward their ideas today and then seeking public comment next week. If polling numbers from UtahPolicy.com are any indication, then there might be significant pushback. Their findings show that just under half of all voters are against taking away an exemption to the gas tax, compared to only 35% that support it. Even less popular is an idea to reinstate the full state sales tax on unprepared food. 66% of Utahns say they don't want to see that happen. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Kaysville City Council recently created a fiber utility department for high-speed internet service to city residents. Former City Councilwoman Susan Lee is among a group now gathering signatures trying to force the issue onto the ballot next June.
As far as I'm concerned, government has no business being involved where private citizens or private businesses can do it.
To get the issue on the ballot, they need a few more than 1,700 legal signatures.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman. Much cooler today than yesterday, but the sky should be clear. Tomorrow starts nice, but by the afternoon we'll start seeing rain showers that will eventually turn to snow.
It looks like we're going to get accumulations out of this one on Sunday, so the mountain areas could easily see 8 to 12 inches of snow. Heber could get 3 inches. The same thing with Park City, several inches of snow possible there. And even the valleys here could see a trace of accumulation by Sunday afternoon.
Grant says Monday is looking clear, but remains cooler than normal. By Tuesday, we should be back to near normal temperatures.
It doesn't look much like a ceasefire in Syria. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, border fighting reported in the Kurdish-held city of Ras al Ain, Syria, after a five-day ceasefire was announced by Vice President Pence yesterday. He said the U.S. and Turkey are committed
to a peaceful resolution and future for the safe zone.
While Turkey agreed to halt their incursion, the Kurds were not party to yesterday's agreement. Kurds are blaming Turkey for the violation. At least 62 people have died in a mortar attack on a mosque during Friday prayers in Afghanistan, the explosion causing that building to collapse. 36 others reported injured. President Trump went to friendly territory for a rally last night. The Dallas arena had 20,000 inside, another reported 30,000 watching on video screens outside. Nearby, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke held a counter rally, saying his side is not building walls.
We're building bridges to connect us.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry leaving by the end of this year. He's among the longest tenured in the Trump administration, having been on the job 3 years. President Trump says he's known Perry's plans for months.
And he's been outstanding. and we already have his replacement.
But that nominee has not been named publicly. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We have a special reminder this morning from our colleague Rebecca Cressman from FM 100. She's undergoing chemotherapy for stage 2B breast cancer. It was detected on one of her routine yearly mammograms. But Rebecca says too many Utah women are not getting mammograms.
Often when we find breast cancer in Utah, we find it when it's more advanced. So we need to reverse that. Let's find it earlier so that treatment and healing and the prognosis is so much better.
Today is National Mammography Day. Women over 40 are encouraged to set up that appointment. Insurance usually covers it. It's quick and it's painless. If you're over 40, you need that mammogram to get a baseline. Then keep it up every year to catch anything early. Coming up at 8:15, why some women don't get mammograms and why they should.
And coming up on KSL, we'll check out a developing news story in orbit.
And Triple Team Traffic.
Tough drive for Utah County Voyagers this morning. It started with a hay spill just north of Lee Heights Main Street. The backups extend almost all the way to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Mornings sound like this. Breaking news from 5 till 9. Then a deeper dive on the news until 12 with Dave and Dujanovic. Stay updated each morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
When it comes time to trust a company with the health care of your employees or loved ones, look to Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Regence understands that the choices you make help shape the health and well-being of the people you count on the most. And when you choose Regence, you have access to a full suite of cutting-edge digital solutions to help you with your healthcare costs and award-winning customer service professionals ready to serve you. Backed by national reach and access, with all the compassion of the Blue Cross and the strength of Blue Shield, you and your employees are covered wherever they go. Regence is here to help you get the healthcare you and your employees need when you need it. Your company deserves a trusted partner to help you get the most of your healthcare investment. Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Visit us at Regence.com or talk to your local broker to find out more. Regence, proud to be serving the healthcare needs of Utah. Proud to be your partner. Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
The news this hour brought to you in part by Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
We are following a fun developing story this morning from orbit.
Astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir are participating in the first all-female spacewalk.
Their walk outside the International Space Station moved up from Monday to today after a unit in the orbiting lab failed during a power-up of new batteries. The spacewalk was originally planned for March with Cook and another astronaut, Anne McClain, but postponed because there was only one size medium spacesuit and they had to wait for a second one to be made. In all, just 15 women have been on spacewalks, all with male partners. Yuni Han, ABC News.
Brandy Dean is the NASA TV commentator who made the announcement this morning.
And with the battery power now on, the spacewalk has officially begun. We see that happening at 6:38 a.m. Central Time, a little ahead of schedule, about 12 minutes. But that gets us started on today's historic spacewalk.
Right now, the two are hard at work just outside of the International Space Station. Moments ago, they solved a problem in the middle of repairing a faulty battery and discussed it with an astronaut on board the ISS.
Actually have clearances now with the orientation I'm holding it in, if you'd like me to see in, because I know it's very hard to look out.
Okay, yeah, I do have a good view, so I'll back you up, but you can go for it. Perfect.
Okay, Luca, if you're still there, we are going to do a little bit of a just additional GPA.
Absolutely, I'm here for you guys.
All right. Turns out maybe another 20 would be best, so we'll take 20 more centimeters.
in the same direction where you're going towards the structure.
Seeing the brakes are coming off.
Copy.
Two cool four words.
Yeah, you know what's great, too? Christina and Jessica, they've been calling each other by their first names, waved at the four guys that were left in the space station and said, no, you guys relax.
We got this.
That's a great moment. They're calling it a bit of NASA herstory this morning, and hopefully schools, classrooms, and teachers are tuned in to watch and share it with the young girls. It is 8:09. It's time for us to get a look at Triple Team Traffic again, brought to you by Mount America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Still have big delays, I-15 from American Fork through Lehigh because of a hay bale dump on I-15, just about halfway between Main Street Lehigh and 2100 North, and then a secondary crash near the 500 East American Fork exit is what's keeping traffic so slow. Only three lanes open going past the hay bales, though. Right now, 40 minutes to an hour to get from Pleasant Grove to Point of the Mountain, Eric.
Well, they've uprighted a truck that rolled over northbound on the 215 West Belt up between California and I-80. That's over on the right-hand side, blocking off a right lane. At least it's back on its wheels, so might be able to get that out of there and open up that lane. I-15 is looking good as well right now. No problems from Point of the Mountain all the way through the South Interchange and to downtown Salt Lake. Heather.
It's been a problem-free commute on all the freeways through Weber and Davis County, and not a lot of traffic on the city streets in Ogden. But for Layton drivers, we still have huge delays, especially on Hillfield Road west of I-15, and that's in both directions, as a Union Pacific train has been stuck on the tracks for almost an hour and a half now, and people are having to find alternate ways to get to and from the freeway. Get your Angels Among Us DVD or CD signed by Kristen Chenoweth at Deseret Bookstores. Today at 6:30 at Downtown Flagship Store, and tomorrow at 6:30 at University Village in Orem. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's find out about that forecast with you, Grant.
Partly cloudy skies, 56 after storm number one has cleared. Tomorrow another storm comes in. We'll call it storm number two. Rain showers likely. Highs tomorrow 59, and then rain changing over to snow Sunday 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Not getting any warmer out there. It's 41 downtown.
More from our colleague Rebecca Cressman coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Look forward to sharing it with you here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for listening to Utah's News Station. We were talking earlier this week, Amanda, about what a different experience it is to go see our friends at Diamonds Direct than it is to go into any other jewelry store. First of all, when you first walk in the door, just the number of display cases and the amount of diamonds that are there for you to compare, be educated on, and choose from is unlike any place I've ever been.
The last time I was there, there were two older women. They had obviously been friends for decades, and they were there looking at rings together. And I don't know what the occasion was. I just saw the love and the friendship between these two women. And it reminds me of when I was there and I went through the whole store and picked out all my favorites so that my husband would know when he came back, oh, this is what she likes. They do everything to make it easy for your next purchase.
Yeah, not only do they have a great selection, but the best service I think I've ever found anywhere.
Bravo.
And they will take care of you, service for life on any purchase you make. So go see our friends at Diamonds Direct.
Earrings and necklaces and rings and whatever it is.
Oh, my.
Diamonds Direct, the only place to buy, 6400 South, across the street from Fashion Place Mall.
It's Rocktober at Sound Warehouse, and it's monster deals on car stereo, in-dash big screen video, remote start, speakers, whoopers, amps, and more. Kenwood AM-FM digital receiver with dual USB and built-in Bluetooth, only $139, including basic installation labor. Pioneer big screen in-dash Apple CarPlay video, $349. Rockford Fosgate 10-inch subwoofer, 500-watt amp, and a sexy bass enclosure, only $299. 90-day payment option, no credit needed. Rocktober at the warehouse. Beat the rush. Around the corner, remote starts starting at $249 with module and basic installation labor. Your selection of in-dash big screen video systems by Pioneer Kenwood starting at $199. Rockford Fosgate 10-inch or 12-inch woofer, $49 each. Sound Warehouse, three-time Mobile Electronics Retailer of the Year. Get part approved. Pick up this week's City Weekly for more monster deals. Visit soundwarehouse.com in Ogden at 28th and Wall, in Orem, 1680 North State, Salt Lake 2763 South State. The Warehouse, Sound Warehouse.
Hi, this is Doug Ryden. For years, you've heard me talk about our IntelliBed, and now I can say our IntelliBeds. We added one in our guest room. We absolutely love the IntelliBed with that revolutionary gel matrix technology, the first bed in the world that is both firm and soft at the same time, maximum back support and the maximum pressure relief. We all need and deserve that great night's sleep, and right now, I wanted to make you aware of an opportunity to buy select IntelliBeds at up to 50% off during IntelliBed's semi-annual demo sale. You can buy select IntelliBeds and select state-of-the-art adjustable bases at up to 50% off, but it's only at your IntelliBed store, and you can save up to 50% off all IntelliBed accessories, including pillows, sheets, even mattress protectors. Fashion Place, University Place, Orem, Park City by Whole Foods and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% off on the IntelliBed you've been wanting.
KSL News Time now, 8:14. Let's get our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite a deal between Turkey's president and Vice President Mike Pence to stop the fighting between the Turks and the Kurds in northern Syria, ABC's James Longman in Iraq says the attacks have continued this morning.
This whole pause was meant to last 5 days, but because of this very kind of intransient issue of just how much land the Kurds are supposed to be giving up and whether or not they'll give up any of that land at all, because that was never really dealt with in the original ceasefire agreement, it doesn't look like this thing is going to hold much longer.
In Chicago,
day two of the Chicago Public Schools teachers' strike after 25,000 teachers walked off the job Thursday, demanding a new contract that includes smaller class sizes and more support staff like aides and nurses. CTU Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson saying after negotiations broke up Thursday,
there was movement, but it was not nearly enough.
The CTU's bargaining team is back at the negotiating table Friday with teachers back out on the picket lines.
ABC's Ryan Burrow in Chicago. In space, an historic day with American astronauts Jessica Meir and Christina Cook out for the first ever all-female spacewalk. The message from controllers on the ground when they were leaving the International Space Station was,
Jessica, Christina, we are so proud of you. You're going to do great today. We'll be waiting for you here in a couple hours when you get home.
Serious questions in Washington today over the White House decision to hold next year's G7 summit at a Trump resort in Miami. ABC's Jonathan Carl heard from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
He said that they're going to do it at cost. And he said that they actually went through a process and looked at a dozen different properties and confirmed the president's recommendation to do it at his own property. It is really extraordinary and may end up being part of the impeachment process because it's the president doing what the Democrats have accused him of, which is doing something that appears at the very least to be for his personal benefit.
White House facing questions also after Mulvaney appeared to confirm aid to Ukraine was tied to demands for investigations. This is ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Today is National Mammography Day. It's a day set aside every year to remind women over the age of 40 to get that screening scheduled.
Yet most women in Utah are not getting a yearly mammogram. Rebecca Cressman with FM 100 is being treated for breast cancer right now. She talks about some of the things that keep Utah women from getting screened.
We have one of the lowest mammogram screening rates in the country. We're 48th out of the states. We have insurance, but we're not getting our mammogram screened. Fear drives a lot of our behavior. And I think a lot of us think, I just don't want to know because that seems daunting and scary and big. And I'll share with you, surgery and the chemo I'm going through, that is scary and big. A 30-minute mammogram is empowering. So we just need to kind of flip it. I just need to know what's happening with my body, because the earlier I find out if something's happening, the easier this treatment journey will be. I have already felt like every day I live on this earth is a gift. My concern is for women to take care of themselves, to say, I'm a priority and I'm worth taking 30 minutes out of my life and getting that mammogram. I can't speak for every woman, but I know that being busy is a big part of it. I know that there's some embarrassment. This is a personal, private part of our body we're not used to always exposing to people. I also know that there's misunderstandings. Some people think, if I don't have family history, I'm not at risk. But the number one risk factor is being a woman. That's it. That is what we have, and that's what we know. And that's why it's so important to go from that knowledge, go get those mammograms. And if you feel anything that's different in your body, whether you're under 40, you're 30, or 20, you go right away and you talk to a doctor and you just make your priority, your body health, right up there at the top of your list. I think my other thought, too, is that we have an awful lot of women getting implants at different ages in the state of Utah. It's just a very high proportion of women that do. And I want to make sure that people understand that even if you have an implant, it's safe to get a mammogram. And it's actually important for us to keep that in mind because I think that might be another obstacle.
Free mammograms from the state of Utah are available. You can go to cancerutah.org. We can never be too busy to take care of ourselves.
We love Rebecca, and she knows, hopefully, that she's in our thoughts all the time.
All the time.
How powerful is it to have that voice, that articulate voice out there when it's something that she has championed her entire life because of her family history? Rebecca Cressman on the in-depth with us here at 15 and 45.
819, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back to you, Andy.
Big delays continue on I-15 going north in between American Fork and Lehigh. The backups start just around 5th East American Fork, and then they go all the way up past the Hale Base. The hay bale, that's the word. Hay bale spill. Think of it for a second. On I-15 near 6th East in American Lehigh. So we still only have the three left lanes open, the right lane blocked as they continue cleanup, and then a crash in all that backup near 5th East American Fork. Eric?
The cleanup continues for a rollover accident northbound on the 215 West Belt. This was between California and I-80. But right now, it's not causing any delays. I guess the volume has just diminished enough to where you're not going to have any slowdowns through that area. I-15 from Point of the Mountain all the way to downtown Salt Lake, that looks good. Just a little bit of slowdowns on Foothill Drive as you head north from I-80 to the University of Utah. Heather?
A Union Pacific train is causing headaches for Layton drivers. It has been stuck on the tracks for a couple of hours now, and so everyone's trying to find alternate routes around it. Your best bet is to take Antelope Drive or Layton Parkway and avoid much of the delays that we have on Hillfield Road and Gentile Street. If you're on I-15, you've got good speeds from Ogden to Salt Lake City. What's happening this Halloween in Logan? Haunted downtown ghost tours, the 10th West Scare House, a zombie walk, corn mazes, a haunted hollow, and don't forget the pumpkin walk. ExploreLogan.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center. We need to get Andy a pitchfork and a cowboy hat, I think, this morning. Let's see what's happening with the weather. It's going to be a cool day this afternoon, according to Grant.
Storm from last night is cleared. Partly cloudy skies, but a lot cooler today. High's only 56. Tomorrow, rain coming in with another storm. 59 is the high, and then rain and snow on Sunday. It's colder. High temperature Sunday, only 47 degrees. Partly cloudy Monday. High temperature's 53. We get up to 59 on Tuesday with sunny skies. Partly cloudy Wednesday, 58. And then more sun on Thursday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
41 downtown. I have to give a shout-out, Tim, to Primary Children's Hospital Unit at Intermountain Riverton Hospital.
Yeah.
So there was a high school senior who was there at the hospital in Riverton. And she was going to be missing her homecoming dance because she was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought the dance to her.
Really?
Her name was Haley. And she was a student at Copper Hills, and she had planned to go to the homecoming football game and the dance and everything. And she had Crohn's disease, and so she spent much of her summer being sick, and so she was in the hospital. She had her shoes picked out and everything in her dress all ready. Her date was nice about it, but they were all sad. So what did they do at Riverton Hospital there, at Intermountain Riverton? They turned her homecoming into something magical. Her date came to her. The parents and the nurses took photos of them. They did up the room next door to her hospital room in streamers and made it look beautiful. They watched her date came. They watched a movie there, and they drank from fancy glasses. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Well, and hats off to the young man that was
yes.
her date to that he agreed to do that for her.
I just thought that was beautiful.
What a great story this morning. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and see how the market's doing this morning. That's next.
Come to Shane Company for a gift that's easy to love. Hi, I'm Tom Shane.
And I'm Alicia, our lead designer. Jewelry essentials are classic pieces that every woman should own. At Shane Company, we have all the essentials. Fashion rings, diamond necklaces, stackable bands. My team is always redesigning the basics to make them anything but basic. Like our new diamond stud earrings. They still have the look of a classic stud, but now the gold setting that holds the diamonds is even more beautiful. It's exclusive to us and far more special than the plain studs sold everywhere else. We designed them with TLC, just for her.
If she already owns a pair of studs, it's a perfect time to trade them in for larger diamonds. I mean, I've never heard a woman say her diamonds are too big.
Ladies, treat yourself or put these essentials on your wish list. You deserve something beautiful that you can wear forever.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
Chaz, 46, former U.S. Army Ranger, tells us about life before and after Universal Men's Clinic.
Well, I had a pretty active lifestyle in the military, you know, parachuting, shooting, swimming. When I retired in 2009, I noticed a downward trend, sleeping in late, watching a lot of TV. Since being treated at the clinic, I am definitely more motivated to go to the gym, definitely more confident with my lifestyle and my general presence, and it's way better at home. It made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. The Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. Our professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential.
Help is here. Take the first step to getting your life back by making an appointment today. No referral is necessary. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Are you taking the plunge? Doing your own plumbing? Don't you find it draining, ha-ha? Renting a mainline sewer machine costs more than we charge to unplug a mainline sewer. We're even less expensive than a handyman, and our drain technicians are specialists, highly trained, and Whipple Service Champion certified. That's all they do all day. While you watch, we clean the pipe to the full diameter and inspect our work with a color high-resolution underwater camera. No extra charge. You can see if we completely cleaned the pipe and if there are roots, breaks, separations, or bellies. We find mainline problems while they are small and prevent them from becoming big, messy floods requiring sewer replacement. For drain cleaning, there is only one choice, Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and drain cleaning. Our today's special is any drain line cleared for just $55, camera included. Call 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
What kind of aid did the U.S. withhold from Ukraine? Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Jim, we keep hearing this.
There was never any quid pro quo.
That's President Trump talking about this for that. This military aid for Ukraine. The Pentagon announced in June $250 million to help battle Russian-backed rebels. The State Department also kicking in $141 million. Now, according to Defense News, this was the first time lethal aid was being provided to Ukraine. President Trump telling President Zelensky, quote, "I gave you anti-tank busters, and frankly, President Obama was sending you pillows and sheets." The aid was put on hold in July, then released in August. As for the quo, Ukraine's prosecutor general announced this month he will review all closed cases of his predecessors, presumably including Hunter Biden's involvement in Burisma Energy. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Renault named an interim CEO 1 week ago, and the new CEO is already shaking things up, saying they need to revamp their strategic six-year plan. The automaker has been struggling with negative cash flow over the past 6 months.
Speaking of negative, that's the direction our futures markets, actually our actual markets are happening this morning. The Dow is off by 61 points. The S&P is down by 4. The NASDAQ this hour down 23.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has more driving opportunities for more lifestyles. Personalize your career by choosing the freight type and driving style that work for you. Dozens of options available in over 50 dedicated accounts with consistent miles and predictable home time. Enjoy more career paths, steady weekly paychecks, and comprehensive benefits, including a 401k plan with a leading company match. Get a better driving job now and a brighter future at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Dad, this is my new boyfriend, Snake.
What's up?
Well, now that he's out of prison, all Snake wants is to become a banker, like you. Don't you just love his dollar sign tattoo?
Life can add stress to your heart. Fortunately, no hospital network is more skilled at improving heart health than Mountain Star Healthcare. Take a free online heart risk assessment at MountainStar.com. What makes us better makes you better.
BYU football, down
down in the dumps after three straight losses. And Boise State is coming to town this weekend. Listen for KSL's Unrivaled each night at 7. And on Saturday, pregame coverage starts at 6:15. Kickoff is at 8:15 on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
8:29, time for another Triple Team traffic check here, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it looks like they're getting close to having those hay bales cleaned up, but we still have the right lane blocked of I-15. Three lanes open to the left in Lehigh, just north of Lehigh, Maine. A lot of people waiting to get on the freeway there. That's going to be your shortest wait time if you get on at Lehigh, Maine. You get on at Pioneer Crossing or 5th East American Fork, you're looking at 30 to 40 minutes of wait time to get through all of this. And a lot of wait time also around 2100 North and I-15 is people try to take that as the alternate to get onto the freeway. Eric?
Once you get into Salt Lake County northbound on I-15, that looks good all the way to downtown Salt Lake. 20 minutes travel time there. And right now, the 215 belt routes look good on all sides. That earlier northbound crash between California and I-80 has been cleared up. Heather?
If you're trying to get into Layton on the west side of I-15 or away on leaving I-15 on the west side of Layton, your best bet is to take Antelope Drive or Layton Parkway, as a lot of the other city streets are congested due to an Union Pacific train that's been stuck on the tracks for a while. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary. Comcast Business Beyond Fast. Take your business beyond at ComcastBusiness.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about when that storm comes in. Back over to you, Grant.
Storm last night, clearing now, partly cloudy skies, but it's much cooler than yesterday thanks to that front. We're only at 56 degrees for the high, so jackets back on. Another storm tomorrow brings in rain Saturday, 59, and snow Sunday. It's colder. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time now, 8:30.
Our temperature downtown is 41 degrees.
Still have big delays on I-15 heading north through Pleasant Grove, American Fork, and Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue to follow a developing story on the economy. Utah continues to add jobs, and the unemployment rate continues to drop.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with the new numbers out this morning. Mary?
Amanda, the state added 45,400 jobs year over year. That's 3% growth. And the unemployment rate in Utah is now down to 2.7%. Nate McDonald with the Department of Workforce Services says one of the best ways to increase your wages right now is look at some of these opportunities.
Where you may not have been considered before, because you might not have had the skills, because employers are just looking for people right now that are willing to work, willing to do the time, they're willing to train you.
Now, he says the largest growth is in health services, professional and business services, and manufacturing. The fastest growth is coming in IT, construction, and health services. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Some legislators say a lot of policymakers have questions about the state's liquor laws, so they're hosting a summit at the Capitol today to give some answers. Representative Timothy Hawk says they're inviting guests from all over the country to explain what other states do.
What are the emerging trends? How are laws and regulations affecting industry? All of those are relevant questions.
He says there's even more questions now after multiple changes to the state's liquor laws in recent years.
Hey, so weather with Grant Wayman. The skies may look like yesterday, but don't be fooled. It's going to be much colder today.
Our highs today are going to be some 20 degrees colder than yesterday. So a big drop there thanks to the front. And we've got an even stronger storm coming in for the weekend. Folks can anticipate a lot of rain on most of Saturday, especially into the afternoon. Temperatures are going to hold in the 50s, so it's pretty cool. And then it gets even colder. Saturday night into Sunday, we'll see that snow level dropping.
Grant says the mountains could get 8 to 12 inches of snow, and while it's not expected to be a lot, we could have a skiff of snow on the valley floor by Sunday evening.
A recent study finds that fewer Americans are reporting a religious affiliation. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
Not only are fewer Americans self-reporting to be religious, but they also are saying that they attend religious service less frequently, too. New data collected over the last 2 years from the Pew Research Center shows less people are identifying as Christian. Right now, about 65% do so. That's down 10% from just 10 years ago. While the number of people attending religious service is down about 7% in that same time frame. Staying steady throughout the polling period, though, is the percentage of people reporting to be part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's about 2% overall. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Syrian Kurds say Turkey has already violated a ceasefire. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at a KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, there are reports some fighting in one Syrian border town as 5 days of ceasefire supposedly underway. Turkey agreed to pause their incursion into Kurdish-held territory after Vice President Pence met with President Erdogan yesterday.
If there had not been a ceasefire today, there would have been a new round of massive sanctions.
Turkey is demanding Kurds retreat to create a buffer zone. Iraq says they will take back their citizens currently held by Kurds in northern Syria and put them on trial for joining ISIS. 12,000 fighters are held in makeshift prisons, including 2,000 foreigners, with 800 of those from Europe. The White House announcing next June's G7 summit in the U.S. will be held at President Trump's National Doral Miami Resort. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney responding to criticism of using the president's own resort.
I get the criticisms. So does he. Face it, he'd be criticized regardless of what he chose to do.
But he says Doral will be only paid to cover costs, meaning no profit and saving millions over other venues. And a 3.7 magnitude earthquake rattled the Los Angeles area around midnight, with the epicenter in the city of Compton. No damage or injuries reported from that light shaking. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, who will be the next news master of the universe?
And, of course, we'll check your triple team traffic.
An early hay spill has really led to a lot of problems. Northbound I-15, Utah County, still slow. American Fork into Lehigh. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 8:35.
Course of 3 years, vaping among middle schoolers and high schoolers has shot up 800%.
Whatever happened to the flavored vape ban Senator Mitt Romney called for?
That is the sound of a new conversation on KSL News Radio.
Have you heard about the new all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare? The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from United Healthcare includes coverage for all your healthcare needs, from medical and hospital insurance to prescription drug coverage, all rolled into one convenient plan. The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from United Healthcare also offers you a low monthly premium, $0 copays on Tier 1 prescription drugs filled at Walgreens, and a free gym membership, so you have the freedom to spend your money the way you choose. Finally, the freedom you've earned in a Medicare plan you deserve. Go to AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com for all the plan details. That's AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com. Limitations and exclusions apply. Benefits and features vary by plan. AARP isn't an insurer, doesn't recommend products, and encourages you to evaluate your needs. United Healthcare contracts directly with Walgreens for this plan. AARP and its affiliates are not parties to this contractual relationship. $0 copay not available at non-preferred pharmacies. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. That's right. Pay zero down on any new or used car and make zero payments until January 2020. Catch the vision at Volkswagen Southtown's 2020 sales event. See yourself buying a new wardrobe, taking that vacation, or decorating your house with all the money you'll save getting a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown for zero down and zero payments for 90 days. The next few months are going to be amazing. We can see it now. Are you in a lease and wish you'd bought, or bought a car and wish you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Start seeing a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown, located off of the west side of I-15. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details. Financing through VCI. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded.
Oh, is it that time of the week again for News Masters of the Universe? And we've got a nice prize today, don't we?
We do indeed. I have a 4-pack of tickets to Odyssey Dance Theater Presents Thriller at Kingsbury Hall. For more information, visit odysseydance.com.
Dan Spindle is back from KSL TV.
Hey, good to be here.
Good morning. Heather Kelly morning. Still licking her wounds from a couple of weeks ago. Is it just me, or she come up with several excuses for the loss last time?
I don't know. She's got kind of a chip on her shoulder this morning. She's ready.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm scared.
Let me tell you, Dan, that you are playing on behalf of Monica Clay of Layton.
All right, Monica.
And Heather, you are playing on behalf of Dave Barton of Sandy. And
if all you right,
would,
Dave.
If you would like to have our contestants play on on behalf of you to win the prize, just go online and like the KSL News Radio Facebook page.
All right, let's get to these really difficult questions to get things started here. This one for you, Dan. Lay's is offering a new flavor of potato chip that might sound perfect for a cold, rainy day. What's the new flavor? Is it A, pomegranate and mushrooms? B, grilled cheese and tomato soup? My favorite on the list, C, halibut and broccoli, or D, fry sauce and onions.
You know, it could be any of them these days if you look at the variety, but of course it is the soup and the sandwich,
yes.
The grilled cheese and tomato soup.
When I saw that, good. I just thought, oh, you're mean. You're just mean.
I would do it. I would eat it. No problem here.
Portion control problems. Anyway. Yeah. All right, Heather, over to you. Halloween may look a little different this year in Utah because of the weather. Which holiday crop got damaged by an early cold snap? Was it A, gummy bears, B, barley, C, pumpkins, or D, fry sauce? He gets fry sauce into every single question.
You know, I know it's fry sauce has got to be the most popular, you know, condiment we have, but I'm going to have to go with the pumpkins.
Yeah. C, pumpkins. Okay. Off to a good start.
Adam does like to put fry sauce
into every single question.
We have fry sauce in spades.
All right. Don't go away. We'll come back in just a moment. But for now, 8:39, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, which is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Over to you, Andy.
And right now, I-15 continues to be jammed up, although it does seem like the volume of traffic has thinned a little bit at the north end of the backups where the hay bale crashed onto the freeway and needs to be cleaned up. Traffic is still backed up right now, though, from just after the Pleasant Grove on-ramp, past a crash in American Fork, and then all the way up through the lane restriction for the hay cleanup. Eric?
I-15 northbound Salt Lake County looks good. Point of the mountain all the way to downtown, 20 minutes travel time there. And it's good to route also southbound from Ogden through Davis and Weber counties, 30 minutes to get to downtown. If you're out in Tooele County, it's also in good shape. SR-36 northbound to earlier delays we've had, which wasn't much to begin with, in Stansbury Park and Lake Point. Those have been all cleared up. University of Utah Health named the best hospital in Utah by U.S. News and World Report 6 years running. Your best care year after year. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Cloudy and cold out there this morning. Let's go back to the Weather Center and check in with Grant.
Well, we had one storm moving through. Most of it has moved out. Partly cloudy skies for today. But thanks to that front, a big cool down today. No more of those 70s. Highs today, 56 degrees. Tomorrow, we hold it at 59. Another storm coming in. It brings rain for tomorrow. And then rain changing to snow Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see right now, downtown, 41 degrees.
No sunshine out there either, just clouds this morning. Stay with us. Coming up, of course, we'll continue this journey of ours every Friday with Newsmasters of the Universe, but the questions, guys, get a lot more tough here. Yeah. So stay with us. That's next on KSL. Boy, if our listeners haven't already figured this out, you and I always were thinking on the same lines, but we lean towards companies that are not only great to us and our families, but are great community members. Mm-hmm. And boy, Zero Res, and we've got a perfect example for you here in the month of October, is one of those companies.
They are not only great and the best carpet cleaner. Yes, that's a given. But during the month of October, during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you can go online and nominate someone you know who is affected by not just breast cancer, but any cancer, because they're giving away over $3,000 in free cleanings to people who are affected by cancer.
Yeah, plus those families selected will also receive a 4-pack of tickets to the Hale Center Theater, and I can tell you firsthand, it's never just the cancer patient themselves. It is always the family. And little things like getting your carpets cleaned is so far off the radar with everything else going on in your life. Zero Res is here to help.
$33 per room, minimums apply. So get your carpets cleaned and go nominate someone online.
Look it up online. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
As a small business owner, there are some details you want to sweat, like your logo, and some you don't, like your real estate loan. That's why Zions Bank has been the number one SBA lender in Utah for 25 years straight. We help small businesses make big moves. For a low fixed rate to help your business reach new heights, Zions Bank is for you. Visit zionsbank.com/SBA to apply for your SBA real estate loan. Loan subject to credit approval and SBA approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See branch for details. Equal housing lender.
For a bright financial future, Zions Bank is for you. That's why they've teamed up with KSL News Radio's Dave and Dejanovic for the $1,000 Challenge. Together, we'll support Utahns as you work to achieve your financial goals. Listen every Thursday at 11:20 for your chance to win a $1,000 savings account and access to a Zions Bank financial planner. It's our way of helping you get fiscally fit. Like they say, Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
Fall is officially here, and at IFA Country Stores, that means our annual harvest sale. Save big at your local IFA with buy one, get one half off Wrangler retro jeans, plus huge discounts on cool weather clothing and more. Finish those fall projects with great deals on fall cleanup supplies. And remember, right now is the perfect time to apply Step 4 fertilizer for a healthier lawn next spring. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
Synexus Research is seeking adult volunteers in good or stable health who are 65 years of age or older to participate in a research study of an investigational vaccine. Eligible participants may receive study-related care and vaccination or placebo at no cost. Compensation for study-related time and travel may be provided. To learn more, call 844-RX-STUDY. That's 844-797-8839. Or visit www.rsvresearch.com.
KSL News Time, 844. Let's get our top national stories.
Amid reports of continued fighting between Turks and Kurds in northern Syria, President Trump has been hailing what the Trump administration is calling a ceasefire deal reached by Vice President Mike Pence. ABC's Terry Moran says
the Turkish foreign minister with a distinctly different take, saying Turkey got what it wanted. The United States has accepted the legitimacy of our operation and aims, he said. It's a pause. This is not a ceasefire.
Two American astronauts spacewalking their way into the history books this morning, Christina Cook and Jessica Meir, now the first all-woman spacewalk team ever, carrying out a mission at the International Space Station. Progress in contract talks between Chicago's teachers and the third biggest school system in the country, but not enough to stave off a second day of the teacher strike. Classes once again called off for tens of thousands of students. New tariffs are going into effect today. They affect $7.5 billion worth of European imports to the U.S., including food and wine. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Thank you for your text. Anytime it's safe for you to do so on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, that's 57500.
All right, let's get back into our news masters of the universe today. And again, with us in studio, Dan Spindle from KSL TV. Heather Kelly is here from KSL Radio, of course.
Yes.
And we've got a nice prize, 4-packet tickets to Odyssey Dance Theater presenting Thriller at Kingsbury Hall. If you want more information, go to odysseydance.com.
And Dan, you are playing on behalf of Monica Clay of Layton.
Good morning, Monica.
And Heather, you are playing on behalf of Dave Barton of Sandy.
Yes.
All right. Gustavo, cue that clock. This one's for Dan. This single huge entertainment company accounted for 40% of all box office sales at movie theaters during the first 9 months of the year. What publicly traded media company is it?
I would have to say Disney.
Yes, oh, yes, it is.
Aren't they the only media company now? I mean, didn't they buy everybody?
40% of
That's
it anyway.
Funny.
No kidding.
All right, over to you, Heather. A Panera Bread employee was recently fired after posting a video showing this dish being prepared. It actually comes frozen in a bag and dropped into boiling water before being served to customers. What is this dish?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
I saw the video.
Oh, I didn't see the video.
Take a guess.
I can't even think of a name of some bread that I know there's a name for. Oh, dumplings.
No, sorry. It's mac and cheese.
It was a packet of mac and cheese.
It was a packet of
Everyone
mac
was outraged.
Boiled, yeah. And people got very upset.
It still tastes good. Who do you
think? Yeah, right.
All right, Dan, some residents in this Davis County city are upset with plans to make fiber internet a utility. There's an effort now to get the issue on next year's ballot for voters to decide. What city wants to make high-speed internet a public utility?
It's in Kaysville, right?
It is Kaysville.
Yeah.
All right, Heather, back over to you.
Okay.
Which sports legend is selling his scenic Park City retreat, which has 5 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
There you go.
Right.
All right. 3-2. Heather's still down one here. We go to the Price is Right, so it's the closest without going over. This one's for Dan. If you're going to a wedding this weekend, you won't be alone. Wedding Wire is a registry company, and they say tomorrow will be the most popular wedding day of 2019 in America. Why is that?
Really?
In October.
It's about June, yeah.
I thought so, too. Hmm.
How many couples nationwide will be married tomorrow? Closest without going over.
Oh, gee whiz. 30,000.
Okay. Over to you, Heather.
That's probably way off.
I'll say 30,001.
Yeah.
Heather!
Heather,
of course. Yes. I hear Adam in the other room going, whoa! Yeah. 34,000.
34,000. So you guys were both.
I'll take a pat on the back.
Yeah, you should. Close. That was very close. All right, Heather, back over to you.
Okay.
Today should be the last day of extra passenger traffic at Salt Lake City International Airport. With so many schools on break, many people are traveling this week. How many passengers each day is the airport expecting through today?
30,000.
30,000. And over to you.
And this is another Price is Right one?
Yeah.
I think it's 30,000.
Right. 30,000. So, but what happens if they both get it right?
Heather
yeah,
gets
I was going to say the answer.
The
was
judges say Heather gets it at 30,000.
So that's it. So if Adam, question for our judge. So when she gets it and he gets it, what happens? So she's first. So that's it. So Heather, you win.
That's come from behind.
These rules. These rules are tough.
You know what? The guy to talk to is just out that door.
He's just out that door. He's telling us in our ear. So when you nail it right on the nose, you get it because you got it first.
Yeah.
All right. That was a fun game.
That was good.
Heather was down 3-1, came back to win it.
I like the suspense.
So Heather, you get to say,
I have the power.
Yes.
And Dave Barton gets our tickets. Thank
next
you so
time.
Much. Dan,
next time. I'll be
back.
You know what?
That's one
apiece. We need a third
grudge match in the making.
Bravo.
All right. Thanks, guys.
8:49 means it's time for us to get back on track here and see what's happening on the roads. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Andy.
And traffic on I-15, no relief yet as you go through Pleasant Grove and American Fork and Lehigh. They did, it looks like maybe have now reopened all the lanes from the hay spill on I-15 just after Lehigh, Maine. But we had two crashes happen in the backup between Pleasant Grove and Main Street in American Fork. And so that whole stretch is still a mess. Getting on at the Pleasant Grove on-ramp and continuing all the way up into Lehigh, still going to take you close to an hour. Hopefully with all the lanes open in Lehigh, that will improve quickly. But be prepared. It'll still take you a long time to get on the freeway at 2100 North Lehigh as well. Eric?
A little bit of congestion for eastbound traffic on the 201 highway. This is between the 215 West Belt and Redwood Road. Then it gets back up to speed. Really, that's the only problem spot on any of the freeways. I-15 northbound from Draper to downtown or on the 215 belt routes themselves. Heather?
We've got a lot of delay on Fort Lane. This is over in Layton. It's both northbound and southbound moving between Antelope Drive and SR 193. But everybody else, major freeways for the most part, are at speed. You still have delay over on the west side of I-15 in Layton from a train that's stuck on the tracks. The Utah Snowmobile Show is coming to the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, October 25th and 26th. Visit snowwest.com/Utah for discount tickets. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look at that 7-day forecast and check when the storm is moving in. Back to you, Grant.
56 the high today, partly cloudy skies, so it's a lot cooler after the storm. Tomorrow, rain again, and highs 59. And rain and snow Sunday will get mountain accumulation. High Sunday, only 47. Partly cloudy, only 53 Monday. Sunshine on Tuesday, 59. 58, partly cloudy Wednesday. And then more sunshine on Thursday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now downtown, 41 degrees.
That was so much fun.
It always is.
I did not know, because it's never happened before, that if one person guesses it exactly,
sure,
then we're done. The other person doesn't even get a chance. Now I know.
Yeah. And okay. What a comeback.
That was fun.
Heather Kelly feeling better about that loss a couple of weeks ago. Now we need a rubber match between the two.
I love Fridays. I just love them. I hope you enjoyed doing that with us as much as we enjoyed doing it.
It is fun here to take a little break from everything else that's happening in the world.
Right.
And looking forward to your weekend. We'll see what the money news is when we come back in just a minute.
I understand now why my friends love the CR-V from Honda. I had a chance to drive one from Ken Garf in Riverdale. Thank you, Joey. And I've always been a sedan person, but the CR-V, which is the smaller SUV from Honda, is so much fun to drive. It just handles great. And I'm up a little higher. I can see around. It's got that hands-free access power tailgate, so you just kick your foot underneath. And, of course, it's rated best from Best Cars 2019 and Car and Driver and KBB and all of that because it's fun to drive and it has all of the
Honda technology.
Well, and if it's a midsize SUV you're looking for, KellyBlueBook.com's 2019 Best Buy is the Honda Pilot. Thanks to Scott at LHM Murray for letting me take this one for a test drive. Roomy, refined, and ready to go. It'll seat up to eight, and it has easy access to a third row of seats with the touch of a button. This is a beautiful SUV that will get you everywhere you need to go and easily adapt to the different terrain from mud and sand mode. Check it out, the new Honda Pilot.
The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
McRib is back. Get one now and add any size soft drink like Dr. Pepper for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Available for a limited time. Getting a tasty breakfast sandwich with a quality cup of coffee, that's a morning victory. Getting it served quick and at a great price, that's like a morning victory with a parade and a marching band. Get a sausage McMuffin for a dollar and add any size coffee or soft drink like an icy Dr. Pepper for just a dollar more. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Our doctors, there for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles. It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Watching Utah's Money with KSL Drives, brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Toyota will unveil a line of small electric cars at the Tokyo Motor Show this month. The new mini cars are designed for short daily trips. They seat two people and have a range of 62 miles.
Dow is down 85 points. That's 0.3%. We're at 26,940.
Give us just a minute. We'll wrap up this commute this morning.
And right now it's time for Jazz Notes. And here is Cleon Wall.
Talking about the Utah Jazz this week has been sort of a downer as they've struggled on defense in the preseason.
If you were to ask me about any player right now, I would see how they're playing through kind of a defensive lens.
As you can tell by Coach Quinn Snyder's comments, his mind is on defense. But since it's Friday, let's end on a high note. Coach Snyder was very complimentary of new guard Emmanuel Mudiay after his first two games as a Jazz man.
There's times he makes the game look easy, because he can make plays, he can get to spots on the floor. His ability to defend and impact the game that way is going to have the biggest impact on our group.
And back to defense. Rudy Gobert knows the defense is a problem, but he thinks there is a simple fix. You can read more about it at kslsports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
On Tuesday, October 22nd, from 6 to 8 p.m., come enjoy an evening open house at Juan Diego Catholic School and see for yourself the dynamic, award-winning environment developed for students from pre-K all the way to grade 12. Tour their beautiful campus and see firsthand how their school delivers well-rounded experiences for children of all backgrounds and all faiths. Students are enriched daily by a complete offering of academic, artistic, athletic, and spiritual opportunities. The Juan Diego Catholic School is a recipient of this year's coveted National Blue Ribbon Award and voted Best Private School in Utah both in 2018 and 19. Your child will thrive at the best private school in the state, receiving a complete and individual education. Attend the open house on Tuesday, October 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. or visit b-included.com to schedule your tour and to learn more about the school that's committed to developing the best future for your family. Juan Diego Catholic School in Draper.
Hey, BYU football fans, come see KSL's own Alex Carey this Friday at the brand new Macy's in Highland from 4 to 7 p.m. for Macy's tailgate festivities. And enter to win tickets to the BYU Boise State football game or a $50 Macy's gift card. You'll have multiple chances to win every hour. And while you're there, be sure to go inside and check out all the great grand opening deals. Macy's knows even though you're busy, you still want to eat fresh produce. So that's why they have a large selection of fresh cut fruits and veggies. The produce is selected and cut by their produce experts each morning to provide you with the freshest, most convenient produce around. So celebrate the football season and come see KSL's own Alex Carey this Friday, October 18th at the brand new Macy's in Highland from 4 to 7 p.m. with prizes, activities for the family, and enter to win tickets to the BYU Boise State football game or a $50 Macy's gift card. For more information and additional chances to win, visit ksl.com/win. Macy's, happy shopping.
Hey, Cougar fans, it's me, Alex Carey. Listen, if you haven't downloaded the KSL News Radio app yet, you must not be a football fan. Powered by Any Hour Services, it's where you'll catch live play-by-play of every BYU football game. There's also an on-demand section where you can listen to all the Cougar Tracks updates, Cougar Sports Saturday, and my show, KSL's Unrivaled, whenever you want. It's free. To get it, text the word APP to 57500 or search KSL News Radio in the App Store. That's 57500 or search the word KSL News Radio in the App Store.
859 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever, Andy.
Amanda, still looking at big delays on northbound I-15, but they're breaking up in the Lehigh portion where the hay bales have been cleaned up. But I-15 still jammed from Pleasant Grove all the way to Main Street American Fork, Pioneer Crossing exit. It's after Pioneer Crossing that you really start to see relief. So you still got 15, 20 minutes of backup. Maybe that'll reduce quickly with all the lanes open. But we did have a couple of crashes between Pleasant Grove and American Fork that have continued to impact the traffic. Eric?
Eastbound drivers on the 201 highway still seeing some slowdowns between the 215 West Belt and Redwood Road to I-15. On the other hand, that looks great from Point of the Mountain all the way to downtown Salt Lake. Heather?
Good speeds on all the major freeways across Weber and Davis County. It's the city streets are having a little bit of issue, especially in Layton on the west side of I-15. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to beware of are Ogden's Flooring's scary lows prices on all flooring and countertops this October. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of clouds today. We'll reach a high of 56, and right now it's 41 downtown.
BYU Boise State, you'll hear it right here on KSL News Radio tomorrow night. Kickoff is 8:15.
Yep. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for taking us along all this week, and we'll see you back here first thing Monday.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go.